The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 256. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I am joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
No Chris Sealy tonight, people. We got Carlos Romero here.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
How you doing, Internet?
And, of course, Mr. Brian Monjoma.
Man dribbles on the court, but man dribbles off the court.
Yeah,
that sounds real racist, man. Yeah, go easy.
I know what he's talking about.
Over my head, you know who's dribbling, man. We ain't that old, man.
Talk about the basketballs.
Oh, okay.
The basketball players
and his
dribbles. Let's say.
I thought you were talking about your dick dribbling.
Whoa! Now I gotta edit this shit out. All right, whatever. Keep it going.
Damn! You know, aren't you supposed to wait until at least
that's what I'm saying.
10 minutes into a show before you drop a bomb?
By the way, fun fact about Throwdown: usually takes about 30 seconds for us to curse, and 90% of the time it's me. That's just how it works, man. Brett, hopefully you'll join us. Chris is on vacation with the wifey, which is pretty cool. So hopefully he enjoys his time. The man works hard for his money, you know?
Was it like Donna Summer says?
Yeah, exactly. A couple of things here. I want to give a quick shout out to our friend Ghost Dini. Manny and I actually hung out with him in Seattle a couple of weeks ago. Mr. Randall Hines, who is actually also the very first fan we ever had on Throwdown. So I want to give him a shout out because he's over in Japan land right now, having fun over there.
He went,
Japan.
And it just reminds me, man, I need to go back soon, man.
Yeah, man.
Have fun, man.
They're like, we miss you.
He messaged me before he left, like some suggestions and stuff. So yeah, man, I'm glad people are visiting the otaku land,
you know what I'm saying?
Land of the rising sun.
Yeah. Also, before we start, okay, because we've been getting asked about this, not a lot, but, you know, frequently enough. People are like, yo, man, when's Throwdown Draws coming back? When's that shit coming back? Obviously, Manny's the guy who hosts that, and he's a very busy dude, but he resurrected it for you people with 3 gargantuan episodes. So, Manny, tell us about that.
So yeah, I've had this kind of sort of planned for a while now, but obviously I haven't had any time to kind of sit down and do it. So Throwdown Draws is back for 3 hour episodes. It's the drawing and the inking, and the next part of it is the coloring, and then the last part is just finalization, you know, doing all kinds of things. And this is the drawing that I did for Geek.com for the interview that Tony did with me about the artwork for Contra Road Corps. So it was what I planned to do was because I know that a lot of our stuff from Contra is very sensitive. So I couldn't show any of the stuff that I drew. You know, I recorded some of the stuff that I drew for the thing, but that's all owned by Konami. But this officially wasn't something that was sanctioned, that was actually paid for by Konami. It was something that I did on my own. So officially, it's kind of official, unofficial fan art. So anyway, for our interview, I wanted to at least make this is pretty much the first time that me and Tony's career choices have kind of crossed paths. We both did video game industry stuff, but Tony took it to the next level, and me, I've always done artwork, but this is the first time that it's actually kind of come back together. And then, you know, we did an interview about the artwork. So for this, I wanted to do something very special for it. So I did an original piece of artwork just for geek.com. And then I recorded all of that. And then for the last few days, I've just been obviously doing my own thing, but showing the video and also commenting and telling how the process works for creating the artwork for the game. And that's what the last 3 days were.
Yeah. Pretty awesome stuff. So yeah, if you guys, you know, check that out. It's already up on the Twitch, and it'll be on YouTube starting Friday, which is kind of today Friday for you guys. You know,
yeah, it'll be Friday, and I'm thinking my guess is probably put it around the same time, four to I think
it's yeah,
4 to 6. Kind of the same thing. Keep it all the way going up until Sunday, and then Sunday we'll have our throw down your questions.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, so YouTube guys are getting a double decker because Friday you're gonna get the throwdown draws in the afternoon, and then you know, literally this episode on Friday night. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah. So you're gonna see me talking about the throwdown episode, but yeah, I figured I wanted to keep it all in the same line, and I also don't want to stack too many things close to.
Yeah, do the third. He says those streams rock.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm glad you jumped in. I'm glad that a lot. We had a good crowd. Sketch showed up for a little bit. We had a couple of other guys, a couple of guys from South America, you know, a couple other people, you know, just asking questions here and there. And for me, I also was kind of getting more used to being a little bit, sometimes, especially when I'm drawing, I tend to concentrate a lot. But this time I was, you know, working on my excellence pages. And then just kind of, you know, every so often I'll pop up and be like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing here.
Awesome. For some reason, I imagine those, this joke's probably going to go over everybody's head. Those South American guys went, scuto pas, you know, some shit like that. I don't know what the shit that means, man. But, yeah, good stuff. So
and you still say it. Holy yeah. Shit.
I probably just cursed somebody's mama out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Go ahead. No, I just want to just move on to this next thing. By the way, it's weird. It's like I'm the host of the show, but the guy in the center is Adam. But it's appropriate that he's in the center.
I'm only on yours. You're in the center on my, yeah, my window.
Yeah, but either way, it's good that you're in the center because you got some butter shit behind you, man. So I'm going to focus on you. On Adam's left shoulder, I just saw Ryu crossing by, Cammy. Hold on, the intro. You gotta let the intro run. You know,
yeah, it's running.
There's Ryu. You know, there's Chun Li. Yeah, get through the music. Yeah, this is for the MP3 listeners.
Yeah, I think this one I have loaded up is a Street Fighter Turbo. Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Super. Actually, we're gonna see right now which version it is. It should be Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. There's a Kuma. It's Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Yeah,
it's Super Street Fighter.
It's a Kuma. Yeah. So if you see a Kuma, it's him. So he launches the Hadouken, and there you go, man. Super.
Street Fighter 2
Turbo.
It's fucking awesome, man. Yeah, man. And of course, Ninja Turtles, you know.
Yeah,
Ninja Turtles back there.
That one's running Turtles in Time. You know, I was surprised. There's a lot of people that don't like that song.
Pizza Power.
Well, you know what that song is, right?
Wasn't it from like a show or something?
It was from the Turtles tour they did. The one where they had the live action stupid suits, those ugly looking crazy suits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was from that.
Radio City, I remember hearing. Damn, I don't know why I want to say that your mom had tickets for something like that.
My mom only was able to score tickets for Madison Square Garden events. Back then, Radio City was not owned by the company.
No. But I mean, next, wasn't the Paramount? Remember, they had that theater that was linked to
the Garden. The Paramount or the theater at Madison Square Garden.
That's what I mean. I thought the Turtles had performed because remember, we went there to see that cage match with Ken Shamrock.
They never played there because the theater wasn't big enough. But they used to have like those like the Sesame Street Live and like Muppet Babies Live, stuff like that, like those smaller mm-hmm. type of shows. They never had anything like the Ninja Turtles thing. That was a Radio City Music Hall thing.
Tell me, did you see that live? Because you knew the song.
It's no, I don't. I know from the arcade game.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure.
I just know it from the arcade.
Could have brought back different memories for you.
Yeah, no, that song is from the arcade. That's the only way. I didn't even know about that. It was for something else.
It was made for the Turtles live like show where they all play fake instruments and stuff.
No, I didn't know that. I just know it purely from the arcade.
I would say don't look it up, but I think you should look it up because it's horrible.
I'll look it up. Carlos, it doesn't look like there are no NPDs this week, which is weird because there should be NPDs.
What's up with that?
You know, that could have given us more content.
Don't they come up at the end of the month?
I'm looking at it and it's there. Well,
where? Link it here, man.
Yeah, let me go there.
Because I see September 2018.
Oh, my fucking got it. Okay, I got it. I'll post it on I'll put it on the, what's it called?
Yeah.
Feature notes.
Never mind. I found it.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
We're going to switch the topics a little bit here, people.
Excuse me.
You know?
Yo, man, we're doing it live.
We're doing it live, man.
Did your lights go off?
Nah. Because shout out to Do the Third, because he mentioned, he's like, he made a joke. I don't know if I want to repeat it. Maybe I should repeat it during the segment. The MPD segment, but yeah, he mentioned MPDs, and I'm like, oh shit, MPDs came out. Excuse me.
Hold on, I'm looking at his jokes. I thought it was in the center because Gears didn't make MPD. Was that the joke?
I thought Adam was in the center because Gears didn't.
But I mean, Gears didn't make the MPDs there's no way it was gonna make it because they have that game for free pretty much on Game Pass, they don't count.
Gears is on here just with a asterisk.
I don't believe it'll hit to its full potential. We're not; those numbers don't really matter for that game, for any of those first party games.
Gears is still on here.
That applies for all of them. Not even for that. I mean, for Forza, all of them, because it releases at the same time through a service.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't really count those numbers. They're fudged now.
It says it doesn't include
Steam. I know.
Digital sales.
And Steam. Look at this.
So this is just pure physical right now, but you're right. But even though, you know, it's still number 7. That's not too bad, I guess.
That's bad.
For a Gears game?
Yeah. Well, you know, come on. Gears is over, man. Let's just be honest. All right, let's get into it, man. So NPDs, we're switching things up a little bit here. I'm just going to list the games. Fuck it. There's some number shit, but I don't care. Chris ain't here. We don't do numbers, man. That's how we roll, you know?
Yo, it scared me like spiders.
Yeah. So the number one game of September is NBA 2K20. No surprise there.
Do you remember?
Borderlands 2, number 3.
You mean not 3?
No, it's number 2.
No, Borderlands 3.
Yeah, Borderlands 3 is number 2.
I think you said Borderlands 2.
No. Number 2 is Borderlands 3. Okay.
I'm shocked by number 4.
We'll get
to
it. Way shocked. Oh, are you? Really?
We'll get to it.
Let's just skip.
Oh, man.
Yeah, number 3, FIFA, you know. No surprise there. Why are you surprised about Link's Awakening being on the NPDs?
Unless it came out late September, like, Nintendo fans, you know, man, when they hype up their games, man, they sell like crazy. Link's Awakening was hyped by all the Nintendo fans I knew.
Do you think? Here's the thing. I was going to ask you if you think the fact that it's a remake hurt it, but Nintendo, you know, the Switch has made its name off of remakes, so it can't be that. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
right, so that's number 4. Number 5 is Madden. Number 6, Adam's favorite game. Broke Point.
Yes,
I still got to review that fucking game too.
Yo, man, I'm telling you, just copy and paste my shit. That's all, because probably nobody will read it. So you just copy and paste the shit.
Don't read my shit.
And then
shit,
that's
though.
It. So.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden he gets called out for plagiarism.
No, nobody got to say shit. I won't say anything.
Damn, Adam, you get the shit out of my
brain. That was it. We're roommates, and he heard me mumble some shit. And
Adam, that's fucked up because Richard ain't going to say nothing.
And also, for the record, Link's Awakening came out the 20th.
Okay. Yeah maybe.
So,
that's
maybe.
Expect this game to be in October NPDs for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Where the fuck are we? Number 7, Adam's favorite game, the Butta game. Gears of War 5 or Gears. They don't even call it a war anymore.
No. They got rid of the war because the people kept thinking of the God of War and they keep calling it GOW and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So just call it Gears.
They knew what they were doing with that name. Come on.
Yeah.
They were like GOW.
Yeah, it's not Gears, it's Gears. All right.
God of War, Gears of War.
Yeah. Number 8 is Code Vein. Number 9 is NHL 20. Number 10, Mario Kart 8. That's a remake. That shit is still hanging in there.
Oh, man. That shit is still there.
Yeah. Now we're getting into the bottom.
Is it really a remake?
It is.
Is it really a remake? It's just a port. Isn't it?
Oh, it's a port.
It's a port with all the goodies. But, man, see, they said that they were going to add some new shit to it, though. Remember not too long ago, they said we're going to work on DLC instead of new versions and stuff. But I think they have to be working on a 9 by now.
Number 11 is Minecraft. Only includes digital sales for PS4 and Xbox One. That's interesting.
Not the PC.
Brian, this is surprising. Number 12, GTA 5, man. That's not even in the top 10 anymore.
Yeah, well, it's because they didn't drop the price again.
Oh, that's probably. Or, and no new events or nothing.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers, number 13. Number 14, Spyro Reignited Trilogy. Number 15.
I'm surprised that's on there still.
Yeah. Hey, man, people love it, man. Number 15, which we'll talk about later on, Red Dead Redemption 2, which I suspect is about to get a shot in the arm after what's going to happen now. Number 16, Adam, you and I and Chris were playing this last night. We were playing this. My bad. Wrong Tom Clancy game, people. My bad. This is Rainbow Six. We were playing the Division.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I just saw Tom Clancy. I'm like, it's got to be the Division, right? People are still playing Rainbow Six, man. How the fuck is Rainbow Six still on the NPDs? It doesn't make any sense to me.
They still support it, though. There's still new content coming out.
We're still buying this shit.
They still do maps and stuff. What do you mean? It's Counter-Strike. It's pretty much Counter-Strike.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true.
You know, and Counter-Strike is still popular. So it's like, oh, this is a modern version of it. It's got cool effects. And they keep supporting it. If you keep supporting it, you know, people keep playing it.
Let's not bury the lead here, man.
What?
You guys mentioned, yeah, we played Division last night. Yo, man, I didn't get an invite.
We said it in the chat, bro.
Dance is about that.
You literally can't join us, even if you wanted to.
Yeah, you can't join us.
Yeah, we got the Gear Good family here, man.
You have to be, you have to have the gear level. You
decided to go to Korea, man. That's why you couldn't keep up with us, man.
Man. Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Red Dead Redemption. Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
You don't need to play that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're done with that shit.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, we're all.
I'm going back to it. I'm going back. Because I finished it. I just got to do some of the side missions.
Yeah.
No, he's talking about the online. Shit.
We're done.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, Plants vs. Zombies, number 17. I have a preview. They have a new mode coming. I got a preview for you guys coming on Monday. Geek.com. Plug my shit, you know.
Yeah.
Hanging in there, number 18, Marvel Spider-Man.
He's the man with the plan.
Number 19, Catherine. Remember Catherine? That's back.
Yeah. What happened?
They remade it and added
a new character to it, and
you can skip the stupid puzzles.
And you can skip the puzzle stuff.
That's pretty cool.
And number 20, Brett's favorite game of the generation, even
Breath of the Wild.
Oh man!
I don't know whether you were gonna go sarcastic and say Horizon or I wouldn't.
Horizon's old news now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sales dropped 4% from last September, even though they said there were more new games this September compared to last September, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe a lot of those games people didn't want to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, whatever. We're done with NPDs. Yeah, we're done. I'll add them to the show notes later. All right, so we're going to get to the main topic here. Even though none of us care for this game, it was the biggest story of the week. The fucking Fortnite shit. So
yeah, into the black hole.
Yeah. So basically, was it? I think it was on Sunday or Monday, one of those fucking days. If you logged into play Fortnite, all you saw was a black hole, right? So you know the children of the world cried out because they didn't have anything to do for 2 days, you know. Mm-hmm. And this was all like a marketing ploy for not season two, chapter two of Fortnite. I don't know what the new shit is because I'll be honest, people didn't keep up. Don't give a fuck. But it was the biggest thing that was going on.
The trailer shows it all.
Yeah, it's like a bigger map and they got some vehicles, boats, and you can fish and stuff like that.
You can fish while you're getting fucked up? It's like, how does that
work? I think they're trying to turn it into more just as like a regular open world.
Yeah, they have more places to kind of run around in. The map got somehow bigger. You know, usual stuff. I mean, it's funny though. I was thinking about it, so Fortnite, the battle royale, free battle royale mode was free, but went out, but the original one didn't.
No one plays that shit.
Nobody plays the normal Fortnite.
No one cares about that. You know, look this up. Yeah, my thing is like, you know, and I tweeted about this. I'm like, I'm just upset that Fortnite came back. Now we still got to talk about this shit.
Should have stayed in that black hole.
Don't come back.
But it's like, yeah. How? But the thing is, like, why would they even close it down? Unless there's some sort of huge catastrophe, they're never going to close that thing. They're going to keep on doing it.
It was. Yeah. It would. No. But they told people that it was going to restart. So yeah. The people that didn't know were people that just didn't pay attention, but they had made it. In fact, there was a guy at work, his son was asking questions about it. He's like, oh, it just doesn't work. Something's wrong with it. So there's a lot of people that just didn't know, but it's smart because it made it into the mainstream. The news and stuff was talking about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So apparently this is interesting. There's a new map now in Fortnite. It was leaked a month ago and people thought it was fake.
Oh,
they thought it was fake.
You know, fake.
You so, Adam.
Oh,
yeah.
Why? I remember you explained it once why you don't like Fortnite, but why was it?
Because it's booty, man.
I don't really like battle royale games.
Weren't you the one that advocated for us to play the GTA Battle Royale mode?
It was vehicles. That was different. They didn't even call that a Battle Royale because it's all about cars and jacking and blowing them up. That was different. The only one that I was excited for because I thought it was going to be awesome was the Call of Duty one. Remember? I thought that was going to be amazing. Yeah, I thought it was going to be, you know, with all the buildings, explosions, and all that war. No. But we're getting that in this Call of Duty, this version with the 32-on-30. That's what you see in that is what I thought the Battle Royale was going to be for Black Ops 4. So,
on which one?
The 32-on-30 for the Modern Warfare.
Ah, okay.
That looks crazy because you could have everyone can call vehicles, airstrikes. It's chaos. And that's what I'm expecting. That's war. All out war. Craziness.
I can't wait till you not like hate on it when it comes out.
I hope not.
All right, so I'm reading this shit off of Kotaku. They said you don't have to go back to the lobby after a match. That was true. When you win or lose or whatever, you go back to the lobby. You don't have to do that anymore.
So it's now it's just you can run around in their little open world now.
I guess so.
Or I guess.
Yeah. I mean, again, I don't know.
Remember when we would play Tony? Like we started the game, and then we would go to that open world section that was like kind of like a loading screen.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're doing. They're just.
You used to play that.
Me and Tony streamed it. Yeah,
we streamed it. We hated it. It was fucking whack.
Hated it.
It says that there are 13 new locations on the new map. Okay. A pickaxe key has changed. I don't know what the fuck that means. You can upgrade weapons. That's kind of controversial, isn't it? I thought it was all cosmetic.
Whoa.
You can upgrade weapons at upgrade bench now.
Maybe you can upgrade. It doesn't mean you have to buy it. Can you buy them?
That's where the big advantage comes.
You could find weapons. The idea was that you find weapons within the open world, but now I guess you can actually have new weapons with you.
Who knows? We're not ones to talk.
I'm just talking about this. It was the biggest thing. We don't give a fuck about Fortnite.
What else do they got? What else?
You could hide in dumpsters and haystacks. Okay.
Okay.
You can carry down teammates. Okay, that's and enemies. That's interesting.
That's cool.
Okay, that's good to know. You can heal yourself with the bandage bazooka. All right. You can fish
with a peel gun.
You can fish for health. Okay. It has new achievements. All right. So there you go.
Oh.
Battle stars have been replaced with XP. I don't know what the fuck that shit means. There are medals. I don't know what that shit means either. All right, that's all I got for you.
I guess it's like extra stuff that you get when.
Who cares? I mean, little kids care, obviously. You know.
Well, I mean, I'm mildly interested to hear what they changed around since the thing.
You just heard it now.
Not interested in the game, but I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah,
I'm surprised these Fortnite fans weren't dancing around during those 2 days when the shit wasn't going on.
Yeah. Right. By the way, just for shits and giggles, I want to, this is still from MPDs. I want to talk about the 10 best-selling games of 2019 so far. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Whoa.
Okay, NBA 2K20 just came out last month, right? It's already the best-selling game of the year.
All right. What?
Wow.
NBA season starting or just started?
It's the best-selling game of the year already.
No, it's still preseason. I think it's still preseason.
Jesus, man.
The 10 best-selling games of 2019. Let me look this up. It came out last month. NBA 2K20.
Well, think about it. Did it come out before last month?
I don't know, but goddamn, this shit is
look
crazy.
Look at it, please. We got a fact check.
It doesn't matter if it's this month or last month. Like the fact that it sold that much that fast.
Yeah.
September 6th. Yeah. But goddamn, man. It's like,
let's
not be surprised, people. Let's
Well, no surprise. It's just kind of like, wow, like that was fast.
Yeah, that's
super
fast.
Look at all these games that are on the top 10. It's like Borderlands 3 came out like last month too,
what
right?
What the fuck? Why is it number 3 of all of the whole year? And Madden's
Borderlands
number 4?
3 is, yeah, it's like, look at these games. Like, wow. Kingdom Hearts 3 is like the only like super hype
sports,
game.
Sports, man. Sports. But FIFA. At the same time, sports. People like sports games.
Yeah, Brian, go ahead. Bro.
What actual games came out this year so far?
NBA 2K20, Mortal Kombat.
No, as like actual games, like not course games.
Kingdom Hearts 3, Tom Clancy's A Division 2 Anthem, Resident Evil 2. GTA 5!
Brian! GTA 5 is the 10th best.
Yo, man, new DLC counts. New DLC counts. DLC
counts. The idea is that, like, there's no, like, big game of this year.
I see what you're saying.
So hence, like, it's not too surprising that it's just full of sports games.
Days Gone.
Days Gone was meh.
Yeah, it kind of came and went. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Let's just be real here.
Let's just be serious.
It's not been a big Nintendo game. There's Pokemon, but that's like later this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pokemon comes out.
Yeah. So.
Yo, Adam, the Division's number 6 of the year, bro.
Oh, damn.
And Brett's favorite, Anthem. Number 7. People want that shit, man. I think that's all the sales they got this year.
Like, it's everything I wanted.
Yo, man, where's Gears?
I'm happy about it. I'm happy about Resident Evil 2 being on here. That's good. And Manny, Kingdom Hearts 3, what happened, man? I thought you said that shit wasn't going to sell.
I didn't say it was going to sell, but I was like, man, I didn't expect it to be that much.
Actually, it was fucking Chris that said that shit.
Chris is like, oh, no, it's never going to. I mean, here's the thing. Kingdom Hearts is a good, great series, but I never. It seems like it's kind of gotten fever pitched since the original came out.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Since the previous games came out.
I want to tell Chris this. I'll tell him to his face, obviously, but I'm going to say this on air. I think Chris's, I'm just going to be honest, his dislike of the Kingdom Hearts community salted his opinion on the game. His judgment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's what happened in that case. Because I was like, yo, this game's going to sell like gangbusters, you know, just based off everything I saw. And
but
I was right.
But also the way I was thinking, for me, I was thinking of it. I was also thinking of it somewhat from my perspective, where I haven't actually played a new Kingdom Hearts game since 2.
Yeah.
I never played any of the other funky 2 2.75 versions of
2.8.
Yeah. All those other ones that they made. I also don't have never I didn't bother playing. I have the Kingdom Hearts, HD for PS3, which I reviewed. But other than that, I never picked them up or played them over again. But I realized that maybe also the fact that they re-released those things also kind of injected new life into the franchise again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, look, it's Brett.
Now they have all this new content, you know. I mean, have all this old, you know, old content that looks, you know, they shined up, and then you just re-put them out again. Whole new batch of fans.
Pretty crazy. Brett, do you have any thoughts on the whole Fortnite shit?
I mean, anything in particular or just my general opinions?
No, because I don't know if you knew this, but for like 2 days, if you try to log into the game, all you were met was with a black hole, a singularity. Nobody could play the game for 2 days. And then it turned out it was just a big publicity stunt for the launch of their chapters.
But I don't call it you can't really call it a stunt because they told everybody it was happening. There was a countdown clock.
Yeah.
So they knew it wasn't like, though, you know. But they knew. They said everything was going away. They said the game is ending.
Does it not make it a stunt, you know?
No, a stunt is when you don't know when it's one of those things. It's like a new movie's coming out.
That shit's a stunt. Nah, you know?
You can't. I know. If it's planned, it's like a release date. If let's say you go for a release event and then they have a big to do there, it's not a stunt. We knew it was going to happen. It's not a surprise.
I see what you're saying. I don't agree with it though. To me, it's like it's a stunt
because they said this game is ending on this date, and soon following that will be chapter 2. So we already knew that going into this. Well, people knew that, and then when it happened, that was it. I think it was mainly the people that didn't read that and didn't know. People that aren't in the know, that they just like pick up and play the shit.
Now you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, Brett, no opinion, I'm guessing, right? We struggle with this one, Brett, because it was like we had to talk about it because it's the biggest news story of the week, but none of us give a fuck about Fortnite.
I mean, there's some interesting stuff here. I don't understand why everybody's freaking out. I, even in the periphery of Fortnite, knew that there was a chapter 2 coming, that they were redesigning the level, which, or a season 2 or whatever, they redesigned the level, which makes sense because you can't just have it stay static forever. That gives an unfair advantage to more veteran players who already have an unfair advantage. And they're probably going to try and do something narratively to tie it all together instead of just being like, look, the whole world changed, unless they're releasing a completely new map, which they're then going to let players organically choose between map A or map B, which splits the community. I mean, this all seems like stuff that you don't need to be a fortune teller to figure out that they're going to do. And they announced that they're going to do it, and they announced that that was happening in the game world through a narrative of this black hole. I think probably what people are maybe upset about is they didn't realize it was going to last 2 days. 2 days worth of, I mean, let's, okay, so the black hole is just a fancy way of saying under maintenance. Like, it, mm-hmm. it yeah. was, yes, it was a PR move in that sense, instead of having an under maintenance thing, to have something that ties into the story. But I don't know if I call that a PR stunt, because it's not a stunt, it's just a move. It's putting a flashy window dressing on something that's otherwise boring. It's the same reason they used to have, you know, a funny little, you know, in little blurbs like, oops, technical problems, there would be like a little funny drawing or something like that. Like, it's just fancying it up, and it's doing it in the narrative, and this was all announced. So the only thing that I see happening here is people who are highly addicted to a highly addictive video game that they play every single day are not able to play it for 2 days and spent those 2 days just yelling at the internet.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. Some of you guys are like, oh, I don't know if we can talk about, like, back in the days of World of Warcraft, back in Trench Warfare, World War One, we were doing this shit. Like, we saw it happen, and people got pissed when games went down.
Yeah, but people, let's just be honest. The guys who are really pissed off are fucking little kids. I didn't see any adults complaining.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, here's the thing. You have 6 to 8 hours blocked out for just playing Fortnite when you get home. And you can't. I get it. We all remember how pissed off we were when...
What do you mean I can't play Jackal?
Wait, go ahead.
Remember when they cut out PSN after the hack? None of us had PSN. None of us had internet through our PlayStation. It fucking sucked.
I had to butt an Xbox
Live. I was fine during that week. To be honest, I wasn't playing online games anyway.
Yeah, we weren't playing. Me and Tony weren't playing online. We were playing. What were we playing?
Actually, here's the funny thing. To be fair, actually, you know what I was playing during that week? I was playing BioShock, and I thought it was whack. Oh. You know? But ironically enough, Manny and I did actually want to play Portal 2, but we couldn't for like a week. But we came back and we did it, and we got the platinum. You know?
Mm-hmm. It's not that people are that mad. It's that people are mad, and they have free time.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, so,
and they have social media.
It takes 2 seconds to be like, I'm mad.
Yeah, that's
so right. They do.
But then it became a big news story because, you know, it's just something to talk about. Fortnite, like, hey, your kid can't play this game, and this is the reason why.
I mean, traumatizing the children. Yeah,
Fortnite.
The bastards.
Mommy, daddy, why can't I play it? Fix it.
If mommy and daddy,
this is why I take the belt. This is why you get the belt.
Okay, in fairness, there is no reason for a patch to take 2 days.
I agree. That's why I'm like that. This kind of smells like a stunt to me. That's where I'm coming from.
That's all exactly what it was.
They just never said a return date. They said it was going down though, and checked it's just coming. No return date.
Yeah, most people didn't expect it to be 2 days.
Come on, yeah. They
lost a lot of money if you think about it. Because what was it? There was some site that broke down that on average is making like $200 million a day, right? From from all the microtransactions. So if you average that out for 2 days, you know what I mean? That's a good chunk of change
they made more than made up with their season two stuff.
Exactly. What was Ninja doing during this time, man?
Playing Gears.
He's moved on.
playing Gears.
Maybe he knew, man. Maybe he knew.
Of course he knew. Damn. They all know. All the big streamers know. They know.
It's crazy. All right, I think we're done here, so let's move on to Riot Games. So here's another one of these stories where I don't know anything about Riot Games, but they made waves by announcing like 7 fucking games or something.
League of Legends, you play it all the time.
I never played that shit, you know?
I don't know, I'm just spreading rumors.
Fake news.
That's it. That's what fake, I do. Yeah, I call it out though. That way people know. If they miss that part, that's it for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Go check all my trophies for that fucking game. Venture Beat. What happened? I don't even know what platforms that shit is on.
It's on PC and cellular device. PC? Yes.
All right.
I got a question for Brett.
Oh, go ahead.
It's so funny when he's doing that. I got a question.
I have an inquiry for Mr. Murdoch. Brett, if you were to, are you there?
Yeah.
If you were to guess, so MPDs came out, right?
Oh yeah, it's all about MPDs for Brett.
And it has the top 10 selling games of September. Link's Awakening came out in September. Where do you think it would place on the top 10?
In Nintendo's or overall?
Overall. There's NPDs. NPDs. Objective.
Also, keep note, it came on the 20th, and NPDs is physical only.
I would say 7th or 8th.
Oh, damn. You're lowered on
you're
it.
Off, yeah. Interesting. You guys were off on different ends then.
Yeah. So the thing is, it came out as number 4.
Oh, damn.
And I thought it would have been at least number 2.
Seriously? Nah, dude, this is it's a rework of an old Game Boy game. I realize it has a Zelda moniker, but like
yeah, but that's the Switch's bread and butter, man. They thrive on.
It is, but dude, yeah,
next month it'll be The Witcher 3.
Dude, next month I bet you it'll be higher. Cuz a lot of the reviews and a lot of people talked about this game that I've heard is like the Zelda thing kind of helped it out, but there was a lot of people who had been kind of discovering it for the first time and like, oh man, this game is really good. Yeah. I've heard about that more than old fans going back and playing it. And I don't think those people bought it first day. I wouldn't even say they bought it first week. So if it came out on the 20th, you might see a bigger spike in sales for next month as it's actually kind of getting some of that word of mouth publicity. Cause I've heard great things about it. Like I played it and I was like, I don't know if I want to go back and play it right now. I got a bunch of other shit to play and a bunch of other shit coming out. Like, it'll be on my backlog, but I've heard such good things that it makes me want to go back and play it. So there's definitely talk amongst the community.
Yo, Brett, where do you think Gears of War 5 landed?
That release this month?
That release last month. Remember, MPDs are for last month. Yeah, close you get. And mind you, it was on Xbox Game Pass.
It's between 1 and 100.
No. Oh, you said 9? Brett, that's actually not too far off. Number 7.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not too far off.
Yeah, but you got to account for the Microsoft's inherently lower audience base. So.
Yeah.
Just right, call dude. Them stupid, Brett.
I accounted for Game Pass because we're not getting them non-existent. And we're not getting for Steam numbers, so we don't know. But I definitely Game Pass. I mean, how many people did they have subscribed? Did they say? I think it was like 3-4 million people.
Yeah, those people still count towards game sales.
Yeah. They don't count it in these numbers.
Not for MPDs. MPDs.
Unless they don't count. They only count physical.
Yeah, unless they explicitly say digital, they do. They only count.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you know what? We just got to stop counting on. I mean, at this point, MPDs may be kind of useful, but they're over 50% of the most fucking game sales are digital. So why like? These numbers can't be really. I would have to assume.
No, they are. Oh, yeah. They're pretty.
They said
pretty,
over 50%. Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty high.
Look at all the games that come out on the Switch and the eShop that are only digital. Yeah.
To be fair though, most games on NPDs do count to digital. They just have a little asterisk that they don't. Nintendo games never count to digital, so think about that. You know, and they're always so high.
Okay, so you're saying this Gears of War does not count the digital.
Gears of War does not. No, this one doesn't.
It doesn't count the digital sales, and it doesn't count the digital downloads from Game Pass. That's not a sale.
For Gears specifically, it is pure physical, yeah. Just for Gears.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's all these stupid
odd choice.
We can't trust any of these numbers. That's the problem now. Now we can't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, if most of these numbers are less than 50%, and some of them are completely unreported on, like... We're clearly talking about the minority of games here, so, and the minority of sales. Like, I'm not saying that we as the podcast won't or shouldn't talk about these things, but I guess I am saying, like, take it with a grain of salt, because some of it's kind of pointless.
The same is happening within the Nielsen ratings for TV because you have everyone at DVRs and shit.
But the fans like the NPD, so we got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, but it's fake numbers.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
What the fuck are fake numbers? But it is.
They're not fake numbers, but they're not.
They're not accurate.
They don't tell you the
whole
story. They don't tell you the whole story.
Yeah, it's not everything.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the Riot Games shit. So, League of Legends, I'm just going to read this from...
Watch out!
He's got you!
I'm okay. I'm good. Kruger.
All right, so what the fuck is this? So, League of Legends is heading to mobile and console? Oh, I didn't know it was not on console. All right.
No, it's never been on console, so...
All right, so there you go, man. So, that's one.
League of Legends is serious money, man.
Yeah.
Like, that shit...
I thought the big news was that they have two other games. They announced have a shooter coming, a first-person shooter and a fighter.
Oh, yeah. I'll get to it. Team Fight Tactics is heading to mobile. I don't know what that is. Project A is Riot's tactical shooter. I guess they have an FPS game coming at them. I don't know.
Yeah, they bought some other devs, and now they're going to expand out because they were called Riot Games, but they only had one game. So now they're just expanding that.
Yeah, it says that the game is going to be a mix of Overwatch, Rainbow Six Siege, and Counter-Strike. Interesting.
Oh, what a great tagline. It's going to be a mix of three of the most successful games of the past couple of years.
Get hyped!
I wonder if it'll do any good.
No.
Well, I'm going to say this. Like one thing about Riot Games that a lot of people seem to really like is their character design. They were the Overwatch / Fortnite before Fortnite and Overwatch even. League of Legends has this, and when you want to talk about insane amounts of costumes and tchotchkes, that game.
Is that also free to play?
Okay, but hold on. I gotta ask something. Did we technically, previous to this podcast, because I'm pretty sure we brought it up before, did we count League of Legends as an actual game? Like, if you play League of Legends, I think that we've kind of agreed that, like, if you just play League of Legends, it's not really gaming.
They got tournaments.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, we said that about if you play any, like, if you play the same game over and over again, then you're not really gaming, are you? Like, exactly. I don't know what you play.
Yeah.
Like, if all you do is play GTA 5, it's not really gaming.
You're not really a gamer.
If all you do is play Last of Us, are you really gaming?
Shout out to the Weapon Wheel podcast.
Definitely got some problems. You can make
brush that across any game, and it'd be hard to argue. Like, yeah, you have a point because it's true for almost anything. Like, if you play only Warframe, are you really gaming?
No.
You know, like, what differentiates someone that plays League of Legends all the time from someone who plays, I don't know, Witcher 3 all the time?
I'm not talking about games.
I know people play basketball games all the time.
And someone who plays Dark Souls all the time, and just Dark Souls 1.
I concede.
Yeah.
Gentleman's argument, fair point. I guess my frustration is coming from, and it's not just this, but like, man, like, we're living in a weird world where fucking Blizzard is releasing mobile games. People are seeing mobile games left and right. Like, League of Legends, which I'm just going to go ahead and say get a lot of hate for this, is one of the more low-effort games. A lot of these arena battle games, they're a step up from mobile games. You know, Fortnite doesn't require a genius to create it. It doesn't require a genius to put money. It's a low-effort, high-value, high-producing game.
Yeah.
And I can't help but feel that we're starting to live in a world based on our own actions. These are the consequences that we live with. It's our own fucking fault, but we're now living in a world where the objective truth is you make more money putting out mobile games and movies like The Joker, which, at least in my opinion, are more based on the name they have. Like, the fact that it's a good DC movie as opposed to a disappointment of a DC movie is the reason it got so many tickets in, or so many butts in the seat. So, I can't help but feel like we're living in this world where lowest common denominator is winning.
That's so off tangent, Brett. Like, I see what you did there. It's so off tangent.
All right, you want to start talking about
that? We're not talking about that.
No,
I don't
allow that.
That's a Patreon special edition. No,
I'm talking about Joker.
I understand what Brett was saying. Like, okay, you think that it's like you are surprised at how the mobile market and how people are making games for it. Do you know how big it is? Like, it makes more money than probably consoles do.
And that's my problem. That's, and that's what I'm saying. That's like,
this is why we have microtransactions. Because
we're living in this weird upside-down world where all this stuff makes more
money. It's not really upside-down. It's just a case of they see how ridiculous amounts of money are made in microtransactions of mobile games. Then they think, let's put that into console games, and it makes money. Hence why we have microtransactions.
That's right.
Like, that was the reason why. Like, I said this way back then when people were, like, say, like, first on to see it, and they were like, hey, like, why is this there? I'm like, it's there because mobile games make money like that, and these guys want, and these guys see that big dollar sign, and they're like, hey, we want that dollar sign. Hence, let's put microtransactions into big games. And then now that people are saying, like, hey, don't do that, they're saying, okay, cool, let's just make mobile games. And that way you put money in there. It's like, it makes
sense. I was right there with you. But now we're at a point where the biggest fucking news is League of Legends and new mobile game releases on our video game podcast. Like, just look at where we are right now.
Well,
we have arrived. We have come to the end game.
It was just about that they have new games coming, and they are coming to console now.
Yeah, it's like they are expanding the platforms, like not just PC. Like, hey, let's just put on everything. Like, PUBG's also on mobiles. So is Fortnite. We didn't cover that, but it's a thing.
We're on the other side of the singularity, Brett. And the other side of the singularity, Fortnite is someone dancing.
Oh God, no. Yeah, no, Brett, I feel where you're coming from, bro.
I'm having to make the point to Brian. Like, yes, I understand they can make money by porting an old game, but, like, make a new one.
Nah, we don't do that anymore.
Why are we
Brett,
what is wrong with this game in the pictures? I don't want to hear people talk in my movies. You know, it's that argument. This is the future. This is how things evolve.
Well, the thing about it is, one thing to understand is it's always the easiest way, the easiest thing for people to absorb. That end up being the thing that wins, right?
It's true.
The thing that makes the most money. Come on, most people, you know, other than the people that have kind of grown up and doing gaming, you know, people that the tradition of gaming, but officially, like little kids, what are they doing now? They're just clicking on a phone now. That's what gaming is for them.
Yeah.
This, that's you know, the what was it? You know, all
it's
that
cheap, thing, it's quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then, not to mention, like League of Legends, was also a PC game too. So, and also Korea and China, where you know this was also very very huge. And Korea and China, they're more PC centric than they are actual consoles. So it's all of that leading into consoles.
Brett, you and I are dinosaurs, bro. We're going extinct, man.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is, again, remember, it's always the easiest adoption that always ends up being the thing that comes in the quickest, that comes up, becomes the next thing. It's like, you know, people who went to plays were angry that films were coming along, right? But now more people go to see films than they go to see plays. And plays are crazy expensive because they're considered a specialty.
That's it.
Granted, like before, you're like, oh, hey, I'm going to go to the play, you know. There was an event that you went to.
I do say so.
Yeah, everything changes.
Everything changes. And it stinks that it has to be that way, but that's the way the things end up going is because it's so easy. It's like, why aren't people reading a bunch of comic books right now? Because it's easier to go on your phone and do it that way. It's easier to go and download League of Legends and get hours in, or Fortnite and Fortnite, which are free things. You get thousands and thousands of hours compared to a book that costs $4, which is more than those games, and you only get maybe 15 minutes.
You know, you're
and you have to learn how to read. Come on now.
You're also making Brett's point for him because it is the lowest common denominator.
Always the lowest common denominator.
Yeah,
to be honest, what is it? I'm going to say this. What is the most popular console right now? the Switch.
It's the lowest common console.
It's also the lowest common denominator. It's the cheapest.
No 4K on that shit.
Is it though?
4K. Yes, it is.
Yeah, man.
It is. Come on, compared to
it doesn't have any of the big titles. It's got.
I mean, in power, not in titles.
Yeah. Title Switcher 3 just came out on that shit.
The Switcher, yeah, the Switcher, man.
Come on.
So I'm saying there's more games on the Switch than there is on the Xbox.
It's old.
Yeah, that's what the Xbox is old, and it still has less games than the new system.
I'm talking about the old Switch. They get old games.
Switch is literally getting PS3 games right now.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Bulletstorm.
Somebody who has more first party games? Who has more top 10 first party games? Microsoft or Switch?
This generation. Like, have you top
10? Why is it just Microsoft? Why do you hate Microsoft? Are you not pro American? Shit, stop hating.
Oh, I like Microsoft. About, the third best.
We're just talking about how the Switch doesn't compare to any of these consoles when it comes to performance, and yet it's still winning in the sales.
The thing is,
you're judging performance by sheer power, though.
Brett, you got to see it for what it is, man. It is the lowest common denominator.
That's it.
It's the easiest one to adopt, man. It's almost a step above your cell phone, and even your fucking cell phone is more powerful than that bullshit.
if we're talking sheer power, yes.
Again, but it's the lowest common denominator because it's easiest to get into. That's what I'm talking about.
No, that's PlayStation.
No.
Yes, it is.
That is the Switch.
No, PlayStation is the easiest to get into. It has the most games. It has the most friends on it. It's the most basic choice.
Also cheaper.
That makes it the lowest common denominator.
Also cheaper as well. By the way, Brett, how come it doesn't have an online infrastructure like any of these other consoles do?
That doesn't have anything to do with lowest common denominator.
Yeah, it doesn't at all.
Yes, it does. It's part of the ecosystem.
That's just making my point for me. Then it is not the easiest, simplest, most grab all solution. That would be the PlayStation.
It is currently because it is the.
It's got all the kiddie games. People play the kiddie shit.
It's got family. It's got most for the most part. It's family.
You okay? Everybody in this room knows.
What's up? No, Brett, go ahead.
Everybody in this room knows that if you somebody said,
"Manny, let him finish." Shit, let him finish. Go ahead, Brett.
Everybody in here knows that if somebody says, "I'm picking up a gaming console," the first thing you think of is a PlayStation.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I think I'll switch.
I think it depends on the audience
that you're talking to, though.
Are you asking us directly?
Yeah, if you're talking to kids, they're going to want to pick up the Switch because then they can put it in a backpack and they can bring it to school and other shit. If you're talking to a grown teenager or an adult, they're going to want a more powerful system. They're going to ask for a console or something like that, a serious console.
What the Switch is the Disney of video game consoles. What I mean by this is that it's family, entertainment. Most of its content is not offensive, and most people can get into it, and most games on there are pretty simple to play. Lowest common denominator doesn't mean it's bad, means it's just easier for people to deal with. How many times do you hear nowadays? You see it on the trains, you see it everywhere. People constantly talking about their Switch and all this stuff. It's not only people that are just pure Nintendo heads.
I've never seen a Switch in the wild at all.
I've seen them.
Even Carlos hasn't seen them when he went to Japan, bro.
Yeah, that was the most shocking thing I have ever not witnessed.
Well, you know, I see my fifth Switch on the tube 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I was playing Final Fantasy VII as well.
Oh, shit.
Japan is also a little bit different when it comes to mobile gaming. When they play, that it's not usually online play. It's actually everybody still in the room, still playing the game.
Ad hoc, man.
Yeah, like ad hoc games. Like,
by the way,
they're more inclined to have a Monster Hunter party than we are, right?
When I went to Korea, my bad. I thought you finished. My bad.
Good.
When I went to Korea, I didn't see any Switches either, and I was shocked. But not until I understood the tensions between Koreans and Japanese, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, the Koreans do not like Japanese, and Japanese do not like Koreans. So yeah, I mean, come on, in Japan they kind of put a barter on Samsung devices.
Damn,
Korean.
Yo, man, it's crazy.
Anyway, there's still more riot shit going on. So Project L, by the way, that's a funny name, Project L. Sounds like what they should call the Xbox. It's basically a League of Legends.
That was a deep cut, Tony.
Yeah, League of Legends fighting game. If you like League of Legends characters and fighting games, there you go.
If you like lowest common denominators, here you go.
Oh shit! Riot, check this out. This is interesting. What happened?
And watch that game be the most easiest game to play. Like, in other words, you just kind of press one button and the characters just do things.
Yeah, right. Riot Games is making animated it's
like
series.
Street Fighter 5?
Like who? Like
what?
Like Marvel v. Capcom.
Oh, you take that back, Brian. You take that back.
I smell that sizzle.
Yeah. Does anybody care about this series? Arcane.
Gonna make an anime,
or... Yeah, they're going to make an animated series called Arcane. I don't know if it's.
Yeah, nobody watches anime anymore.
No, animated series. People.
Nah, nobody watches animated series anymore.
Well, oh, really? That's over?
Nah, I don't know. Who knows? I'm sure it'll be a hit. Who knows? Who's working behind it?
It's. I don't know. Riot.
Because that's what it comes down to. What studio they hired?
It's a CG movie. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and it's probably whoever does their CG stuff.
Yeah, probably. Looks like they're cinematics, actually.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be a hit. It's got a following.
It's gonna be terrible. Here's the thing. Like, number one, I have no issue with League of Legends design. Because I think it's part of the thing that gets people. And that's part of what, you know, Fortnite and, you know, the other guys use, Overwatch use to kind of get people to attract people. So, sure, why not?
You know what game is in the lowest common denominator game?
Okay, what's that?
Death Stranding? That game is the opposite of whatever the hell the lowest common denominator is.
No, to be honest, it's a very sort of niche title.
Yeah, that's a game that challenges you. You know,
the only thing that
you
I can
think say, it does.
The only thing that I can say though that I think what he tried to do though is he put a bunch of things that general audiences and the other guy Matt Mickelson in it, and then obviously. You know, for those fans, he put a suit.
Yeah, journalist mode, as they call it.
The hip-hop
gamer mode.
You know, the old man is giving fire.
Yo, it's fire, man. Kojima.
Spin a belt.
Hold on. So, a post-apocalyptic game starring one of TV's biggest stars, producing one of gaming's biggest names, is a niche game?
Uh-oh, Carlos.
Yeah, can you name another Reedus, game like it?
Wait. Is Norman Reedus really a big star?
Yes.
He's just on Walking Dead.
Yeah, he's just
everybody on Walking Dead is the biggest show on fucking TV.
No, it was. Not anymore. Not in a few years.
Yeah, that is true. What about Matt Mikkelsen, man?
That was Casino Royale, man.
Yo, man. The guy from Casino Royale.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for his movie for like 20 years ago.
Bond?
What happened? Brian. Yeah, he was in Casino Royale. Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, James Bond?
Yeah, no, not James Bond. Oh, man. There's a league. It's called Legends of Runeterra. It's a card battling game that's coming out. Okay.
Oh, a CCG.
So in general, Riot Games is just kind of expanding their League of Legends.
Yeah. And making more games.
Project F is another game. I don't know.
They're doing what Blizzard did.
Again, I don't have any knowledge of Riot Games or League of Legends, so I can't really speak on this.
I know League of Legends. I mean, I know quite a bit of, you know, pretty famous artists that actually worked in it. A couple of comic guys and a couple other people worked on it. So, I mean, they pay good money. I mean, that's it.
Yeah. I can't speak on it. Don't know anything about it. Here we go. So, something we told you guys fucking, you know, like a year ago. You know, we talked about this news already, but now we saw trailers for it. Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming to PC, and it looks fucking nice, as expected. Okay. 4K graphics, all that shit. Carlos said he's going to buy the shit again, man.
Yo, man, you do it. You going to pull the trigger?
I mean, I didn't finish the one on PS4.
Fuck that. You don't need to finish it. Now you got to play it.
Oh, man. You didn't finish it, Carlos? Come on. Yeah, wait, who else besides me finished it here?
I finished it.
Tony
finished it. I finished the fuck out of it, man. Game is fucking awesome.
I'm sorry.
It's coming out 2 days before Death Stranding, November 5th.
Now, yo, man, now that I'm getting it on PC, I get to play online with Brian so he can fucking ram me with a fucking horse and carriage and fucking that racing game. Like he does in fucking GTA 5.
The racing game? Did they add a racing game online?
I don't know, but he'll find the way to fucking destroy the wagon, man.
I don't even think they, because that wasn't even in the game in Red Dead 2. They took that out. The carriage racing. Remember that from Red Dead 1? We had the carriage racing and stuff.
I remember that.
Yeah, they took it out.
They took everything out.
They stripped that shit out and just put.
They took everything out, multiplayer especially. So,
oh, shout out.
Here's running into town, getting shot 5 times, and then not accomplishing your.
I heard this, that apparently the PC version is going to get a new story mode that's not in the console version, which is kind of controversial, as Richard would say.
A new story or alternate version of a story?
No, like a new story, not
you can't do a whole new story. For then it's not Red Dead Redemption 2, it's something else.
No, a new story, like you remember how you had
like DLC?
DLC.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But I can't speak more on that. But you said that's gonna happen.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, we've seen it before with consoles and shit. You know, Xbox gets some stuff, PS4 don't get it, PS4 gets stuff, so now PC gets some shit.
Yeah, so there you go. Again, we called this shit. We knew because Rockstar, it worked with GTA 5. They had people double dipping. So
I picked up GTA 5 on PC, and I think it was because the creator mode was exclusive, or at least time exclusive, for like a year or something like that, and first person mode. I remember those are two big differences I couldn't do on the console version until later on. Then they came as updates, but they originally were available just on PC.
Yeah.
And I remember jumping on it just for that. So this isn't new.
Yeah, why would you buy a game just to play it all over again in the version that you already had it?
Yeah. Don't do that.
Let's ask the guys that bought a PS4 and played Deathmatch remakes for the first 2 years.
And played what?
What?
You call remakes for the first 2 years.
What? Oh, Brad, I thought that was a dig at guys like me who played GTA 5 like 3 times.
I had GTA 5 on the 360, the PS3, Xbox One, PS4, Steam, and when it comes out for my iPhone, I have it on my iPhone.
Man. Yeah, but it had an online mode.
Yeah, Adam's not playing that shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No. He's playing. We did the heist, and then the shit glitched on us. Remember? We did a bunch of the missions, and then we didn't get the trophy for it.
Oh, man.
Yo, Brian.
What up?
Are you getting it day one?
Not day one, but I'll get it at some point. Carlos, you know me. I don't buy games on day one.
You're going to make Carlos disappointed.
This is not day one. It's 12 months.
No, day one for PC, bro.
Yeah, day one.
That went quiet real quick.
I don't get games on day one, so
you see what's going on. I know.
There's no need. It's no need. There's no rush for it.
Yeah,
not a big surprise. I mean that story mission.
Carlos crying right now. By the way, he's like,
Carlos, come on now. Carlos would jump in there like 2 minutes, and I'm like, all right, I got the idea. This is the same shit. Next, then he'll jump off. I'll jump off.
Damn.
Yo, by the way, when does it come out?
November 5th, 2 days before Death
Stranding. Fuck.
It's another big game that comes out during that Death Stranding window.
Well, I'm leaving on November the 8th.
Dang.
Are you trolling me, Adam?
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
You don't worry about it. I got business.
Then why bring it up? You know what? You got some hat.
Wait, hold on.
You what?
You brought this shit up. You're like, well, I'm leaving. Where are you going? None of your business. Then don't say you're going anywhere.
Now, I have no qualms telling you that I'm going somewhere.
You don't have to tell me the address. I don't need to know you're going to 6th Street and apartment 4D.
We all know where he's going, what he's doing.
Yeah, come on now. We all know where Carlos is going.
His secret Asian wife.
Oh, yeah. Cinnabon.
You know, Masuki and shit.
Cinnabon. By the way, I'm going to San Francisco.
A word? Excuse me?
Good cover.
Yeah,
man. why would that be a secret, man? It's like,
yo, man, I don't want people.
You know what Carlos is.
Yo, I'm going to shank this motherfucker, man. He's talking
Carlos isn't even his real name, so it's all
right. Yeah, right? Pedro is his real name. Oh, my bad.
Oh, yo, man.
Pedro, my bad, son.
Give me my government shit. You know? Come on.
Pedro Gonzalez and shit. This motherfucker ain't even Mexican, man. He's fucking Chilean.
Suck a bitch.
You know,
did you show Brett the picture that we took in New York?
Oh no, I gotta show. I'll
you didn't show anybody that picture.
Yeah, I don't have it. Tony has it.
I said that shit to you. Riku's reaction, he was like, I didn't know Carlos was that tall. I was like, what? What are you thinking? Like, I thought he was short and brown.
Damn, see, that's some racism right there.
He just assumed he looked like a Mexican, you know? It's like, oh, those are the big, tall, white motherfuckers.
What do you expect, the Mexican look?
You expected, like, a little Mexican dude, you know? You know?
Shit. You need to tell him to go to Mexico, because they don't look like that in Mexico.
You expected the dude from Napoleon Dynamite. Shit.
Yo, he expected Cisco from The Flash.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Yo, man.
Fucking Riku, yo. Shout out to Riku. Riku's
hilarious, man. Yo, that's what he looks like. From The Flash?
Cisco.
Manny doesn't watch Flash. He doesn't know who Cisco is.
I don't know.
Oh, Cisco Ramon.
Cisco Ramon.
Is that the one? Is that the kid with the long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the Flash. I know some shit.
I mean, you know.
But wasn't he supposed to be Vibe?
He is Vibe.
He is Vibe. Yeah.
See, I know some shit.
Yeah. No, you know Vibe. No, you know who Vibe is. I know that, but I don't know if you.
I don't know who Vibe is. What is this?
Yeah, well, Manny reads the comics.
Well, I mean, I know Vibe, and I know who he was supposed to be, but then they gave him some crazy ass like energy power or some shit.
Ramon. All right. And we're gonna toss this into her fun. Manny, what's going on with Hideo Kojima, man?
I don't know. In a recent interview, what he did for, you know, he's doing like his little tour, right? And he's going all over the place. Let me just get it.
Cue that shit up, man.
Cue it up.
Oh, I'm not gonna. You want me to?
You
gotta do the headphone trick too.
My headphone trick. All right, so let me go.
All right, Manny's gonna put up a video of Hideo Kojima where he said some really weird shit, like weirder than usual Kojima shit.
Dude's losing his mind, man.
It sounds like it. Almost, let's just say it sounds like he is turning into one of the characters from his games.
I'm just gonna say I've never heard the term AI lawyer before tonight.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah, it's a pretty. I'm just looking for the video right now.
Are you looking for that shit, man?
Yeah, well, I mean, I gotta look through our fucking chat. Yeah, you know the thing there.
Yo, man, I thought you had that shit queued up, man.
Well, no, I mean, because it didn't work out. It wasn't working so well. So I was like, maybe I'll just close it down and call it a day. But no, all right, let's see.
Yeah, but yeah, overall, this was, I mean, aside from those big stories, it was kind of a mad week, you know. What are you gonna do? Things happen.
I do want to say, Fallout 76 delayed their
Delayed their what?
Here. What?
You cut out, bro. They delayed or what?
Oh, I'm sorry. The Wastelanders DLC. They were supposed to have a big DLC that basically kind of reinvented the game, added new storylines, gave it an overhaul, introduced human NPC characters, like the big overhaul that was supposed to kind of quote-unquote possibly save the game has been delayed until early next year.
Oh,
shit.
Coincidentally, right out of the window from Outer Worlds, and I find that intriguing.
Yeah. 2020 gonna be packed.
Yeah, by the way, Manny, let me know when you're ready. And also, people, I have to apologize after this. There's a story I completely fucking skipped. We gotta talk about the whole Blizzard canceling the Overwatch event.
We will talk about that.
Wait, are we allowed to talk that, or are we gonna be censored?
No, we are. Yeah, right, man. Fuck the Chinese, man.
The government.
I love the people. I love the Chinese people, man. It's the government. Right. Fuck them, fucking communists.
All right.
All right. Go ahead.
Here we go.
Go ahead. Turn it up.
Director foreign cameras taped to kind of edit your film. But now it's in cameras like 30 years ago. Even games. The game engines are sometimes now free. And you could just collect 2-3 people like if you meet on the internet or something. You could even create movies or you could create games. Now, where to announce this or where to kind of release this? Where. And I had to give up my dreams in that way. But nowadays, you could just release it on the internet. All over the world, right? And someone is, and if someone likes it, they could fund it. It's a great era now. And in the 10, 15 years ahead, AI would come in. So probably the agents or publisher will not be needed. Because the AI lawyers might come in too, right? So the creators, it will be a creator heaven. If someone wants to create something, you just get the AI, get information of who would, and also get funding maybe actors, the AI could connect you with the actors, and of course decide where to release your works. That era would probably come very soon, so I'm very envious of the young people. The database, the more database that we have, the AI would create something. So you don't have to create remakes again, right? But the creators at that time were the AI to prove themselves about if they are real creators or not. So I think I really say this, the era of creators in that sense as well. You have to beat the AI. I'm getting really old, but I'll probably maybe make my body a little robotic or something and try to live as much long as possible.
Okay.
That's okay.
Manny, what the hell is wrong with Kojima, man?
The AI lawyers, the AI will be able to tell if you're a creator. Here's the thing, like, the one thing I poke into this thing, dude, I think is crazy. It's like, even it's even happening right now. Like, how is it that an AI is going to be able to tell if somebody is a good creator? Then AI is probably going to go pick somebody who's already doing something that you know, pick somebody that is already proven through other things before it. We're talking about League of Legends. We're talking about Fortnite. Those are the things that are going to be the things that are going to be the future, right?
Yeah.
Everybody doing duplicates or copies of those things. They're probably not going to go. It's probably not going to take a chance on somebody who doesn't have a track record. Somebody who does, who has an idea that's insane.
You know what it reminds you of? It reminds me of when a lot of these artists that we're talking about, musicians talking about, oh, we don't need a big records to label to release ourselves. We can do it ourselves. The internet's there. We can find our audience. And they end up trying to do it, and it just doesn't work that way. They still need to get it pushed out there. They still need to do distribution.
You still need to have an element, you know, an actual element of a person there. And if we're just dealing, there's obviously we still haven't gotten to a version of AI where it can actually tell what is good from bad. It only tells from the numbers of things that exist, things that have worked time and time again. Obviously, and it's exactly how our current society works, where the AI essentially does pick the wheat from the chaff, but it only picks the things that have already done, you know, have already done these things before. It's the way the algorithm, you know, as we call the algorithm on YouTube or any of the other algorithms that any of the other sites were. They just look at the trends and they just continue to push those trends. So
that's why people say that's why you have to keep clicking the like. That's why I'm like, click the like. You click the like, it goes higher up on that algorithm and gets bumped around.
Yeah, you're clicking the likes and you're clicking to subscribe and you're commenting and all that. You're essentially changing increasing.
You're interacting with it.
You're in your variable rather than just kind of doing that. So again, I don't know. It just seems like.
He's forgetting about the fact that he is a known person. You know, he is successful in this field, and he's not going to have these issues. But for, let's say a Joe Schmo to come out and say, I got this great idea, I'm going to do that. It's going to fall by the wayside. They're like, no one knows you. No one's going to give a shit. No, you don't have an audience, and that's why you need a publisher. You need someone that you can present and say, hey, this is what I got. Do you believe in me? Yes, you're going to fund me. You're going to promote me. You're going to put me on billboards and do all that shit. All right, that's what you need them.
Exactly. So I feel like he's, and that's why I said it sounds like one of the characters from his games, because they're constantly talking about AIs taking over everything and essentially bringing context to a world of chaos. If you're a Metal Gear fan, that's Arsenal Gear right there.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't he write the scripts? Right. He wrote the scripts. There you go. So it is Metal Gear, is it?
But it's a total opposite talk of what he was essentially warning against the future in. The game. So in the game, it's like, okay, all of the future will be decided by AI, bringing context to all the chaos that our human minds throw up onto the internet, essentially making a truth because we cannot agree on a truth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's essentially what he's talking about. He's kind of warning about in those games. But in here, he's like, no, I look forward to our AI future where everything is decided by the machines.
The Terminator's got him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's been brainwashed. This might not even be Kojima.
It might be an AI.
Exactly.
It might be an AI, totally advanced AI right now.
The real Kojima passed away 3 years ago.
The more contact I have with humans, the more I learn. You
know? I mean, here's the thing. I also could chalk this, this kind of weird sounding thing to also a little bit of the translator. The interpreter.
The interpreter, yes.
Not a translator. So it could also be something like that, his idea of what he thinks he might be saying. So it's a little, just sounds, seems a little.
Either that, or let's say he was joking. We can't pick up if he was trying to say it in like a funny way, you know, trying to poke fun at something. Oh, what do you mean? Oh, AI thing's going to take over. And then this is how it's going to, you know what I mean? I don't know if he was serious, if this was in a serious tone, or if
if it was a joke. He was smiling during it, but obviously the translator is just kind of like deadpan. So, yeah.
We can't pick
an interpreter. These. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because I just watched it. I watched it like, you know, the other night, and I was like, this is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then again, here's the thing. One thing that they always say, at least a lot of creators are just a little bit on the crazy side. You got to kind of.
A lot of actors are too, man.
They're professional liars. They have to be crazy.
They have to be, yeah. You have to go crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
happens. All right, and the last thing, again, I apologize. This was supposed to be earlier in the show, but I'm glad Brett's here for this anyway. So check this out. This is interesting. So for the Nintendo store in New York, they were going to have a huge Overwatch party because they were launching the game for Switch, right? They're going to have mm-hmm. the voice actors there. This was going to be a big fucking deal, right? Literally, and full disclosure, I was going to go to this thing as well. I was invited like 2 weeks ago. I was ready to go. And then literally the day before it was going to go down, Blizzard, or actually Nintendo New York, came out and say, we're canceling the event. No explanation why, but I think we can guess why.
We know why.
We know exactly why. All that shit happened with Blizzard in China. That's why mm-hmm. they canceled, because they knew
it was going to happen. They don't want the protesters to show up.
There are going
to
be people outside protesting and shit. China mm-hmm. wasn't going to want that. Obviously, Nintendo wouldn't want that, so they just canceled the whole thing. But again, it's just crazy. Like, at the last minute, again, this was not like a little local thing. It was going to be a public event with everything going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And for people that don't know, that store is right there in Rockefeller
it's
Center.
Right there. It's right there.
The area.
I was going to take the F train right there, bro. Fuck, you know?
The former Pokemon Center, as it used to be.
Yeah, it's a very accessible spot, big event, you know, but so, yeah.
Now the question is, is BlizzCon going to get canceled next?
That's not good. It's too big. They can't cancel it.
I don't think so.
BlizzCon, we're going to keep our eyes on BlizzCon. BlizzCon is going to be very interesting this year. And that's in a couple weeks, I believe. You know,
people keep saying, they're trying to call up the guy in the red shirt to ask that same question again.
Yeah, right.
Is this an off-season, what do they call it? An off-season
April Fool's joke. Yeah, no, BlizzCon is going to be very interesting this year.
You know, it's funny, like even their apology or whatever, their whatever they call that was, you know, they're kind of like, I understand.
Wait, they literally just said, we apologize for any inconvenience. That's all they said.
That's all they said. But yeah, well, you know, they essentially stripped this guy for having an opinion on it.
You're talking about that. Oh, by the way, follow up. So Blizzard gave this guy his money.
Good.
They gave him his money.
But I'm like, yo.
Then the other three kids also got suspended.
Yeah, but they're going to be. I don't know if they're coming back or not. But here's the thing: this kid is getting his money back, but he's still suspended for 6 months.
The announcer.
Yeah.
Oh, and the announcer too.
Yeah,
Still makes no sense why he's involved. Because I mean, he's just there to let the guy talk. He didn't know what he was going to say. They weren't in cahoots.
Well, you know. I think Winnie the Pooh didn't like that. That's what happened, you know.
Probably, yeah. There you go.
I mean, it's just this kind of a sad sort of, you know, we let this all happen.
Yeah.
You know, that they were letting another country dictate the way the actions that we take on our side.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. not cool.
It's all about money, though. That's what it is.
Money. It's because, he could easily just say, hey, don't, you know, we're closing, we're getting rid of Overwatch in our country. That's it. You know, they're the biggest market on the planet. So
I mean, they're doing that with the Rockets, Houston Rockets. They took all their merch out of their stores over there. They're not airing any of their games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, Nintendo can't be happy about this shit either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's going to hurt their reputation or not, or their relationship with Blizzard or not, you know?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I think Nintendo is fine with having Overwatch on there. I think it's just like they probably thought it would be best to kind of to, you know, to cover it, to get rid of it because of the controversial.
Who knows? Yeah, it could have been a call by Nintendo. Maybe Nintendo said, yeah, fuck.
Nintendo said, no, you know what? We don't want to be dealing with
that. Yeah, we don't want that to be linked to us. Then we'll get some of that stink on us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's also true.
You know, it's like, are you guys also going to do it?
They're more, in the whole scheme of things, Nintendo is a more of a well-known name than, you know, than Blizzard.
There you go. You already forgot. See, that's what I'm talking about.
And if Blizzard, if they, you know, like, you know, Chinese, you know, people protesting the treatment of people in Hong Kong are protesting this Overwatch event put on by Nintendo because they won't say Blizzard for the Overwatch game.
Of course.
Yeah, that's probably why they did it.
It's interesting.
So, I mean,
anybody here that has, anyone here going to get that Overwatch?
I don't care.
I'm not getting it.
I could play it now. Why would I play it on Switch? I could play it now.
Yeah. Because the whole reason would be for the on the go. Like, I could see that being very popular on college campuses. I don't take my Switch out of my house, bro. That's what I'm saying. For you, it won't apply. But for all the people that do leave, which is, you know, the teenagers and the college kids and stuff, and it probably might work, especially if you're in an area where you have a good Wi-Fi.
Yeah. I mean, I could definitely see there's a reason why they thought it was a good place to put it. I mean, I could understand that. But for me, I'm not really interested in it. I don't own a Switch.
Well, you don't like those shooters anyway.
No, I never liked arena shooters or any of those things. I'm the total opposite of all of this because I don't like competitive stuff.
Oh, I don't like all the colors. It's too colorful. I tried me and the colors and my eyeballs don't get along. I play this shit with like Rainbow Bright, the shooter. I was like, I can't do this. I can't do it. I need dark, dirty, gray colors.
It's exactly what a lot of younger people like. They like
lots of color.
They have these fun, unique looking characters. Blizzard also has very nice, even from the Warcraft days, they're all kind of cool.
I'll just stick with Dirty Doom and Dark Colors, Blood and Screaming.
I want to call it another Disney property where it's essentially a T for teen game. It's really, you know, you're shooting each other, but nobody bleeds, you know, and that's about it. So
isn't there a TV show or movie coming from this too? There's something else in this universe.
There's a lot of external content that's where they put all their story stuff too. Like, they don't have any sort of storytelling within the game. It's all external. Like, they'll put out animations for it. They'll put out little motion comics or comic books. You know, all the cool looking little toys. That's what it is. You're playing a toy game. It's essentially a bunch of toys you're playing. Who cares what the toys do? You know what the story to the toy is. Just looks cool.
That's the way I feel when I play Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. It's like I'm just playing toys. These little action figures. I could care less about the story. I just have fun.
Brian, picking up the guy.
Adam, what did you say again? Because it sounded like you said that you could care less, which means that you can care less, but you're not going to, right?
No, I'm not going to, because it's still fun. I still enjoy the characters.
That you cannot care less is the term that you're looking for.
No, I couldn't care less.
There you go. He got it. We got him, Brian. We got him. We got him.
We got him.
Got him.
Mission accomplished.
Yes, you got him. There you go, man.
Like, I like Ghost Rider. I just unlocked Ghost Rider, and that was my goal, just to get Ghost Rider. I'm not a fan of the movies, but I like the character from the comics. Movies, man. Yeah.
Well, they have, you know, they can reboot them again. You know?
I hope so.
They will.
I hope so.
I heard it. I was going to be Robbie Reyes this time, the new Ghost Rider.
But he's in a car though. He's not on the bike.
He's the new Ghost Rider. But you got to accept it, motherfucker.
No, I just see. Come on, that's not it. I want him on the.
Don't need to accept it. I'll fight that shit to my dying breath. I'm there with you, Adam. Fight.
Yeah, that's it. Fight the power.
Down with Ghost Driver.
Yes, Ghost Driver.
It's so generic in a car. Come on. We got a bunch of those. Fast and the Furious. You know, Vin Diesel can do that for the next one. He can light himself on fire. Hell, he had his car on fire in the last one, remember?
That's when they were
in Cuba?
That's right. Man. All right, I think we're done here.
The obligatory Cuba part.
Yeah.
Why not? I want to go on vacation.
Hey, we can go to this island now. It's open. Let's go. You know?
He wouldn't be allowed to live there. He's not a Cuban citizen.
Right? No, he wasn't living. He was just visiting, man. He was giving them
all. Visiting who? He was there. He had a place and his chick was there. Remember, he was fixing cars and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fiction. You know, whatever.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was like, that's bullshit.
He's not really Cuban. But come on, man. The whole
you don't know that.
No, he's not Cuban.
You don't know what he is.
No. That's right. You don't.
He's Jewish. I know that much because a buddy of mine's dad golfs with his dad.
Man, you've done everything, man.
This sounds like fake news.
I wish it was.
I remember me and my friend Mike for like 20 years, we were arguing about what Vin Diesel is, right? He was saying Vin Diesel is white. I was saying he's black. We both decided it doesn't, you know, we can't determine it. So
doesn't matter what you think.
So we dropped 20 years of argument and decided we can't, like, we don't know. We don't know what this man is.
Undefined.
You know?
He's undefined. Well, he's obviously, here's the thing. Vin is obviously a mix. Family. So he can work at as a bunch of different things. He can be Hispanic.
Right. You know what? I got this thing called the internet. Let me take a look.
I don't want to know, Adam.
It's like knowing the Joker's origin. You don't want
to
know.
You don't need to know the Joker's origin, man. I don't need to know that shit. I want to look at Vin Diesel.
I don't know how I got these scars. Nah, sure.
No, I kind of don't know. You know. By the way, I didn't like that movie when the first time that line came up, right? And then when he did the alternate take, I'm like, okay, there you go. They didn't fuck it up. Like,
wait, what are you talking about?
Remember when you like the Dark Knight Rises or the Dark Knight? I mean, he tells his origin story. The first time he tells it, I was very upset about that. I'm like, fuck, why are you Joker doesn't have an origin story. But then when he tells it again, but it's different. I'm like, oh. That's cool. That's
you want to know how I got these scars?
Yeah. So then when he says a third time, I'm like, well, he's going to say some shit right now. And then Batman punches him in the face.
He gives the Killing Joke origin.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Right?
The other ones were other weird ones.
No, she can't stand.
He's German, Irish, and Scottish.
Damn, he's every. What? He's not.
And he doesn't know his dad.
Oh.
That doesn't make sense because then my buddy's lying with his black.
There's no black in there. Yeah, he's pure European then.
No, he's mixed. I'm pretty sure he's mixed.
Adam just said it, man.
I just read his bio. His bio just said this.
Wikipedia. Anyway, I'm gonna end the show. We're not talking about Vin Diesel for the next 20 minutes.
Don't look at Wikipedia, man. Look at 23.
I'm not looking at the Wikipedia.
Look at IMDb, man. Anyway, we're done. Thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitter.
He's got a twin brother.
At Throwdown Show, shut the fuck up. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco and Tom's joined by Emilio Lopez.
I'll see you later, guys, and don't forget that the recast premiere of Throwdown Draws will start tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time
on YouTube. Good shit, Carlos Romero.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Brett Murdoch.
I could care less.
You motherfucker!
Damn, you've been going at it with Brian this whole fucking podcast.
Couldn't. That's a Tony pet peeve. Couldn't speak English, motherfucker.
No, I could.
You could.
I could.
I could speak English.
No, I could care less. I just choose not to.
Ah, okay. So that's correct usage. That's correct usage. I'll let.
I couldn't care.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. He could care less.
I couldn't.
Yeah. Good Adam.
I couldn't.
Yeah. I couldn't. Yeah. Adam Vale.
Happy birthday, Richard Bailey. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Richard Bailey. Happy birthday.
Was it really his birthday?
It is not his birthday, but okay. Happy birthday.
67 years old, man.
Oh, damn.
And of course, Mr. Brian Manjoma.
I can't beat that outro. I'm sorry.
So we're not going to do it, man. We'll see you on Sunday, man. Later.
Later, guys.
Deuces.
Jesus.
Wreckage, brother.